Gemara says on Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Summa Mishayenu Yoko Lechavin Esaruchas, Lechavin Libo Keneged Aviv Shevashamayim. Summa, someone who can't see, Enu Yoko Lechavin Esaruchas, doesn't know what direction he's davening in, he should be Mechavin Libo Keneged Aviv Shevashamayim. Shnema Vizpalu Al Hashem. Shlomo Amelech davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he built the Beis HaMikdash, and he said it should be a Makom Tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, people are going to daven to you. Listen to that tefillah. So from there, we derive how a person is supposed to face. The person doesn't know where he's facing. So just be misfollow to Hashem. Hoya omi b'chutz l'aretz yuchaven es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer v'spalu elecha derech ha'atzam. Hoya omi b'eretz Yisrael yuchaven es libo keneged Yerushalayim. Shenemer v'spalu el Hashem derech ha'ir ha'shem b'charta. Hoya omi b'Yerushalayim yuchaven es libo keneged Beis HaMikdash. Shenemer v'spalu el abayis hazeh. My crow, Kimigdal David Savarech, Bonilus Halpios, tell Shakol Pinos Ponibo. The Brisa sets forth the direction a person is supposed to face. If he's in Chutz Laretz, he faces towards Eretz Yisrael. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, faces towards Yerushalayim, and so on. So what's the point? So the upshot of the Brisa seems to be that all the Chay Yisrael are supposed to face the same direction. That's the idea that the Beis HaMikdash is the Halpios, tell Shakol Pinos Ponim Elo. That seems to be the assault of the Brisa, that everyone is supposed to be facing in the same direction. Comes the Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, it's not just that. It happens to be true that all of Klal Yisrael should be facing the same direction. That certainly is a value. But he says it's more than that. It's more than that. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. This is on the Chaf HaMibayz and Dap Yarif. HaYomid B'chutz Torah Tzichav V'Nesibo K'neged Eretz Yisrael. Lo tema keneged Eretz Yisrael belvad, ala keneged Eretz Yisrael, u keneged Yerushalayim, u keneged Beis HaMikdash, u keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. You're supposed to be mechavin libo keneged all of these places. Ukshamay b'Yerushalayim, and it's sorry, lechavin keneged Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you're not going to face Yerushalayim. You're in there. You're there. Sharei kfar omeid b'socha, abu yeshul lechavin keneged Beis HaMikdash, u keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. Ukshamay b'azara she'achori ha'kapores, imomid b'tzofon, choz upon of Ladarim. Depending on where you are, so then you're going to have to be thinking about the other places. You'll be machzipanav to the other places. You'll be machzipanav to the other places. What's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying? He's saying it's not enough to be mechaven keneged Eretz Yisrael. You've got to be mechaven keneged Eretz Yisrael and keneged Yerushalayim, keneged the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? If the whole idea is that everyone should be facing the same direction, that all of Klal Yisrael should be facing the same direction, so, just say we're all facing the Beis HaMikdash, basically. Right? If you're in Chutz Laretz, so face Eretz Yisrael, because facing Eretz Yisrael is facing the Beis HaMikdash. Right? If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so face Yerushalayim. That facing Yerushalayim is facing the Beis HaMikdash. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah say that you have to face all of it? You have to face Eretz. You have to think of Eretz Yisrael. Think of Yerushalayim. Think of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gaon in the Chidush HaGra in the Kovitz Meforshim. I don't think we had a Chidush HaGra this year. But some of these comments of the Vilna Gaon are found elsewhere also. But he's medayik. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah obviously is assuming that there's an idea that we're supposed to be mechaven alev, can I get all of these makomos? Can I get Eretz Yisrael? Can I get Yerushalayim? Can I get the Beis HaMikdash? It's not just that we're trying to face the same place, but rather we're trying to be mechaven our levavos, our alev, can I get each one of these places? He says, and it's not Rabbeinu Yonah's chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah took this out of the Brisa, because the Brisa itself makes reference to all of these places. Why does it do that? Why doesn't it just say, no matter where you are, face the Beis HaMikdash, whatever that direction that is. If you're east of the Beis HaMikdash, so face west. If you're west of the Beis HaMikdash, face east. Ad kan. Why mention Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash? Why mention all of these places? So comes the Gaon, and he says, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's diuk. That apparently there's an idea to be mechavin as halev, can I get each one of these makomos? To be mechavin the lev, can I get each one of these makomos? He says this would work if your girsa in the Gemara is what? Right? There are two girsos floating around over here in the Gemara. So he says it would work if the girsa in the Gemara is Yechavenes Libo Keneged Eretz Yisrael. Yechavenes Libo Keneged Yerushalayim. Tosfos al Asar, Tosfos on Daf Lamed is a different girsa. Right? Tosfos says, Yo'omi B'chot Tzlaretz Yechaven Keneged Eretz Yisrael V'lo Garsin on Libo. The aponov koi, k'tani seifa hayomi b'mizrach machzir ponov l'marav. See, you see, the problem is the later part of the brisa says machzir ponov. So, what's the earlier part of the brisa saying? Is it saying machzir ponov k'neged Eretz Yisrael, k'neged Yerushalayim, k'neged Beis Hamikdash, or is that part of the brisa saying yichaven es libo? Zok the Gaon, that's the diuk Rabbeinu Yonah had. That the beginning of the Brayis is saying Yechaven es libo because you're really supposed to be Mechaven es libo. Can I get each one of these places? Can I get Eretz Yisrael? Can I get Yerushalayim? Can I get the Mikdash? There's an inyan to be Mechaven es libo. We don't think like that, right? When we get ready to daven, are we thinking in our lave about Eretz Yisrael and about Yerushalayim and about the Mesa of Mikdash? You know, halavai, we should be realizing that with daven, right? We should have a simple kavona. But it would appear, Rabbi Yonah seems to be saying, you should really be Mechaven es libo, can I get each one of these places? The Gaon goes further and he says, you know, it's really Meduik in the Pesukim. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim. The Pesukim in Melachim Aleph, Pesuk Perkes, right? It's really Meduik in the Pesuk. He says, in Perkes, Pesuk Memdali, what does Shlomo say? He says, "Ki yetzei amcha l'melchama al oyve baderech asher tishlochem." Klal Yisrael has to fight a battle, and they leave Eretz Yisrael. V'espalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta ba v'habayis asher banisi l'shmechem. I'm sorry, if they're still in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, "V'espalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta ba v'habayis asher banisi l'shmechem." How are they davening? Derech ha'ir asher bacharta v'derech habayis asher banisi. Derech Yerushalayim and derech the Beis Hamikdash. What does he have to be marech for? He has to mention Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash? It's even more than that. He says, what happens if they leave Eretz Yisrael? They're taken captive outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's in Pasuk Memches. He says like this, V'shavu elecha b'chol levavim b'chol nafshim b'eretz eivim asher shavu osam. V'spalu elecha derech artzam asher nasata lav osam ha'ir asher b'charta v'habayis asher banisi l'shmecha. But the davening Keneged Eretz Yisrael, the davening Derech Ha'aretz Asher Bacharta, Ha'ir and the Bayis. So Mod Nezach, why does he have to mention all three of these Mekomos? Just say Derech Ha'Bayis Asher Banisi. He built the Beis Hamikdash. So Derech Ha'Bayis. No, there's an inyan to be Mechavin as Halev Keneged all of these Mekomos. Keneged Eretz Yisrael, Keneged Yerushalayim, Keneged the Beis Hamikdash. That's what you see. Rabbi Yonah is seeing this from the Psukim. He's seeing this from the Braisa. If you have the girsa, you have an eslibo. Because the Tan of the Brisa mentions all these. What was he mentioning all the places for? Just say, the key is, the Beis HaMikdash is Tel Talpios, Tel Shekopinos Ponimbo, Ad Kan. Let's all think of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's face the Beis HaMikdash. What do you need all these places for? And why in the Pasuk are all the places mentioned? The answer is there's some idea of being Mechaven es Halev Keneged each one of these Mekobos. So the question is why? Why is there such a notion? I saw in the Sefer Shiras Nosan, he has a beautiful vart. He says he thinks Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that this halacha is a din in Kabbalah's tefillah. That each one of these makomos, Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, they have a special maila, they have a special kedusha. Obviously, Eretz Yisrael is more kadosh than Chutz La'aretz, but Yerushalayim is the most kadosh place. I should say it's more kadosh than the other ayaros within Eretz Yisrael. The most kadosh ir. The Beis HaMikdash is the most kadosh chelek within Yerushalayim. So the kedusha of each one of these makomos draws with it a certain maila in tefillah. That kabbalah satfilah is greater the more kadosh the place is. Kedusha means the shechina is there. Right? The more kadosh the place is, the more the shechina is there. So the more the shechina is there, the more potential for the tefillah to be miskabel. So the idea that one is supposed to be mechaven es libo, keneged Eretz Yisrael, keneged Yerushalayim, keneged the Beis HaMikdash, that's because we want the tefillah to be miskabel, and when we think of these makomos, so we invoke the kedusha, we invoke the maila of each one of these makomos, and that ensures or that provides more support for the tefillah. So there's a greater potential that the tefillah is going to be miskabel. Maybe that's the idea. A din in the Kabbalah Satfila, if you will, that there's an inyan to be mechaven as halev. Can I get each one of these makomos like it's meduyek and the brisa, meduyek and the psukim that Ben Yonah has? Because the Kabbalah Satfila is more likely if you have a kavana belay for each one of these makomos. Okay, this is one way to look at the brisa. The Rambam seemed to have a different approach. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Ilkhus Tefila at the beginning of Ilkhus Tefila, Perek Aleph. Rambam is describing the mitzvah deraisa tefila. Mitzvah saseh l'ispala v'chol yom shnemar v'abantem es Hashem alokeichem. We've discussed this Rambam at great length. In Perek Beis, he talks about the chiv of Noshim. He talks about Shevach, Bakosha, and Hodah, the essence of tefillah, the three parts of the tefillah that we discussed. And then in Halacha Gimel, he starts to give the history of what tefillah was. What tefillah daraisa was, right? Before Ezra Beis Dino established the Nusach HaTefillah that we have nowadays. He says, Imoy Arogil Marbe Betino Ubakosha. It used to be a person who was able to speak well, so he'd be Marbe Betino Bakosha. He'd say whatever Bakosha is he could. Someone who wasn't able to express himself as well, so he did what he could do. Everyone did as he could do. Some would daven once, some would daven more than once. We know in our Torah the Rambam holds once a day every day is a mitzvah deraisa. So everyone did what they could do. Someone who could express himself well, so maybe he daven more than one time during the day. And maybe he daven, you know, with the full Nusach HaTefillah, with Shevach and Bakosha and Hodah more than once a day. Someone who felt it was more difficult, he daven once a day. That's the mitzvah deraisa. Says the Rambam, Vakol yu mispalin nochach hamikdash b'chol makom sheyeh. And everyone would daven facing the mikdash. Everyone would daven facing the mikdash. Now, this is the Rambam in Halacha Gimel of Perek Aleph. He's outlining the basic mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Shevach, bakosh, and hodah, that's the basic form of tefillah. Before the yurches brachas. Shevach, bakosh, and hodah is the basic form of tefillah. No one would say that you can be yotzei tefillah with just bakosh without shevach. Right? These three parts of tefillah are all intrinsic to tefillah, and you need them in order to be yotzei. So, if the Rambam in Halacha Gimel is continuing his basic definition of tefillah, l'chora nochach hamikdash, is also part of the basic definition of tefillah. To face the Beis HaMikdash, that's part of the basic definition of tefillah. Now, why? Why is that? The Rambam doesn't talk about Yichav Neslibo Keneged HaMikdash. He says that everyone would face the Mikdash. So, this is what the Rambam actually says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Mitzvah say, hey, the Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Hey, the Rambam outlines the basic halacha of tefillah. But he defines tefillah in a very interesting way. Rambam in Mitzvah Hey, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, "Hu shetzivanu le'avdo." Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tzivui to serve Him. Ukvar nichbal ze hatzivui pa'omim pa'omro v'avadem es Hashem Elokeichem, or maybe pa'mayim pa'omro v'avadem es Hashem Elokeichem v'omro v'osos havodu. Serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vos meint to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu tefillah? The Rambam's understanding of Avadat HaMesh HaShem HaGecha means tefillah. The Osos HaVodu means tefillah. The Lashon Sifrei, what's the Lashon of this Sifrei? Avdo zo tefillah. Avdo b'chol avavchem zo tefillah. That's the third pasuk. Avoda is tefillah. Avoda is tefillah. U'mishnoso shal Reb Elezer v'no shal Reb Yossi haglili amru. V'nayin le'ikah tefillah mitzvah me'ocha. Es Hashem l'kachatira v'osos HaVodu. The source of tefillah is v'oso savod. V'omru, what the Chazal say? Ivdu b'toraso v'ivdu b'mikdasho. Serve him with Torah, serve him in the Mikdash. Interesting. The Rambam is saying that Talmud Torah is also avoda. Talmud Torah and avoda b'mikdash. Those are two ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a little strange. The Rambam quotes v'avadim es Hashem Elokeichem, v'oso savod, v'oso savodu, l'avdo. He quotes Psukim that talk about Avoda. He quotes the Sifrei which describes Ivduhu b'mikdasho, And yet, what mitzvah is he talking about? What mitzvah is he talking about? He's talking about tefillah. La'avdo zo tefillah. Lashon sefer, la'avdo zo tefillah. So he's talking about the mitzvah of tefillah, and yet, everything in this mitzvah, in sefer mitzvah, is all about avoda. Ivdu b'tarasso, ivdu b'mikdash, ivdu b'mikdasho. I thought, tefillah, we're talking about tefillah. Tefillah is only in the Beis HaMikdash, it's in Chutz La'aretz also. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that facing the Beis HaMikdash is about having your tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash. The tefillah is supposed to be b'mikdash. Ivdu b'mikdash, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mikdash. Avoda Hashem, the avoda, the ultimate avoda that we have is in the mikdash. So of course, doing the avoda, the kabbonis, of course, that's the ikar avoda. But tefillah is a form of avoda as well. Ula avdo zo tefillah, v'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, zo tefillah. But if du b'mikdash, avoda is supposed to be in the mikdash. So how do you have tefillah that's an avoda if avoda has to be in the mikdash? The answer is if you face the Beis HaMikdash, if you're nochach ha-mikdash, then it's like your tefillah is in the mikdash. So your avoda is in the mikdash. That's how we have tefillah that can be avoda, even though all avoda has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because we face the Beis HaMikdash. So facing the Beis HaMikdash puts the tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, facing the Beis HaMikdash is not just about being mechaven as halev. It's not being mechaven as halev, keneged the Mikdash, keneged Eretz Yisrael, keneged Yerushalayim. No, it's about being in the Mikdash, that the tefillah is in the Mikdash. Because all avoda has to be in the Mikdash. So for the tefillah to be avoda, it has to be in the Mikdash. How do we get to the Mikdash? Especially if we're not in Eretz Yisrael. We get there by facing the Beis HaMikdash. By facing the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, it's wonderful to have in the lev to think of the Beis HaMikdash. But the key is to face the Beis HaMikdash so that it's as if you're really there. It's as if you're really there. That's the idea. Right? The idea is not just... The idea is not to be thinking of all different makomos. You don't have to think of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. The key is to be thinking of the Beis HaMikdash. And to face the Beis HaMikdash. Because then your tefillah is in the Mikdash and it can be a real avodah. The emphasis is, if you look carefully at the Rambam, you see that there really are two elements here. Right? There really are two elements. What do I mean? Well, it's interesting. The way we've developed it, the idea of Nochach HaMikdash, the Rambam mentions in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, it sounds like it's an ikar part of the tefillah. It almost sounds like if you're not facing the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to be Otsei Tefillah. There's something missing from the ikar part of tefillah because it's not avoda. It's interesting because the Rambam later talks about facing the Beis HaMikdash. He says, maybe it's not ma'akev. Maybe it's not ma'akev to face the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's not ma'akev to face the Beis HaMikdash. Where is that Rambam? It's a Rambam in Perek Hey of Tefillah. In Perek Hey of Tefillah, the Rambam says, Shmona dvarim tzorech ha-mispar al-lizar bohem v'la'asosam, v'mayadoch ha-gonen, esoshav, v'lo'asosan, ein ma'akvin. There are eight things in Tefillah that are not ma'akev to Tefillah. The Rambam earlier in Perek Dalit starts off with the Rachamisha dvarim, that all ma'akev is a Tefillah. Right? Chamisha dvarim all ma'akev. Kavanas ha-lev is ma'akev, at least. Some kavana, maybe we'll see tomorrow. Right, kavana slave is one of those things that's actually ma'akev tefillah. In Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam enumerates eight things that are not ma'akev tefillah. What's not ma'akev tefillah? Ve'eluhein amida, standing is not ma'akev. We talked about that yesterday. Nochach hamikdash is not ma'akev. Tikun haguf, he talks about what tikun haguf is, tikun hamambushim, etc. What's nochach hamikdash? What's that prats? And Gimel, he says nochach hamikdash keitzad hayon b'chutz laretz ma'akev panav. Nochach Eretz Yisrael, l'mispalo. Hay omid be'Eretz Yisrael, mechavin es panav keneged Yerushalayim. Hay omid b'Yerushalayim, mechavin panav keneged HaMikdash. Facing the Mikdash means that it depends where you are. If you're outside Eretz Yisrael, you face Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you face Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you face the Mikdash. That's all a part of facing the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Rambam says that this idea is not ma'akev in tefillah. Facing the Beis HaMikdash is not ma'akev. So which one is it? In Perek Aleph, it sounds like facing the Mikdash is Makiv in Tefillah. Here it sounds like Nochach HaMikdash is not Makiv in Tefillah. So which one is it? So I saw the Shiras Nosan. He continues. He says, Lachor, according to the Rambam, it's Tzvei Dinim. There's an idea that you have to be Mechavin as Halev Keneged the Mikdash. That's for sure. You got to be Mechavin as Halev Keneged the Mikdash. Because for your Tefillah to be an Avoda, you got to be in the Mikdash. The Tefillah has to be in the Mikdash. That comes with a Kavanah Halev. But the Rambam's Giras in the Gemara was not Yechavin as Liba. He didn't need the Braisa for that. The Braisa talks about Yechavin as Libo, can I get Eretz Yisrael, can I get Yerushalayim, can I get the Mikdash? He didn't need that. If all you need is to be Mechavin as Halev, if you have to be in the Mikdash, so just say Yechavin as Libo, can I get the Beis HaMikdash? That should be sufficient. The Braisa is saying something extra, says the Rambam. The Rambam's Girsa was Yechavin as Ponov, like Tosfos. The Rambam must have been Gores Yechavin as Ponov. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says there in Halacha Gimel, Pragda Halacha Gimel. Braisa Shama, Elisha Begasos, Shalom, Kosov, Ayom, Bechutz Lois, Yechavin Libo, Keneged Eretz Yisrael. In Lefarish Rabbeinu, Yechavin Libo, Hainu Ponov. The Kesef Mishnah says Yechavin as Libo means Ponov. So according to Tosfos, it's even better. The Girsa was Yechavin as Ponov. There's another halacha. One halacha is Yechavin as Libo, Keneged Beis HaMikdash. That's the Ikar halacha. That's Ma'akev. It would seem as though that's Ma'akev and Tefillah. I'm not sure why the Rambam doesn't list this in Perek Dalet, but he has it in Perek Aleph where he's defining the essence of Tefillah. Shavach Bakosh and Odah, facing the Migdah. It sounds like that's an Ikar part of Tefillah. Ma'akev in the Tefillah. That's Yechavin Eslibo Keneged Beis HaMikdash. For the Avoda, for the Tefillah to be an Avoda, you have to be in the Mikdash. So for that, you have to be Mechavin Eslibo Keneged Beis HaMikdash. But there's Nocha Halacha, there's a second Halacha, and that is Lechavin Esponov. Chavin Esponov. That's a second Halacha. That's not Ma'akev. What's the idea of Yechavin Esponov? So the Rambam is not learning these are two separate Halachas. The Rambam is saying Yechavin Esponov is a way of getting the lave to think of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Hechitimtza. It's aiding and abetting the first Halacha, which is actually Ma'akev. The key is to think Beis HaMikdash. It's a simple machshava. You step up to Davin. You think, oh, Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're thinking of the Beis. That's all you have to think of, really. But what direction are you facing? You face Eretz Yisrael. You face Yerushalayim. You face the Mikdash. Turning your face in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash helps you be mechavin belev for the Beis HaMikdash. But the ikar is to be mechavin belev. So if you're not facing the right direction, that's not ma'akev. Because that's not the key. The key is not the direction. Okay, it's wonderful if all of Klal Yisrael are facing the same direction. That's great. But really, the key is that all of Klal Yisrael should be mechavin es libam keneged the Beis HaMikdash. That's ma'akev in the tefillah, to be mechavin es halev keneged the Beis HaMikdash. That's ma'akev. Because for the tefillah to be an avoda, you got to be in the mikdash. Right? You got to be in the game. Right? You got to be in it to win it, as they say. Right? You got to be in the mikdash for the tefillah to be an avoda. But lechavin es panav, that's a great way to bring oneself to be mechavin es halev. So the Braisa says you really should be mechavin es panav. That's a din. But it's not ma'akev in the tefillah, because as long as you have the kavanah salev, that you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's enough, even if you're not being mechavin es panav. Okay. But this is very different than what the Rabbeinu Yonah was saying. Rabbeinu Yonah was saying that there's an inyan to be mechavin es halev, can I get each one of those makomos mentioned in the Braisa? Can I get Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, etc. The Rabbeinu was not saying that. I'm saying the Iker is l'chavin es libo, keneged the mikdash itself, or to think of oneself as being in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a separate halacha, hachzoras ponim, to be machzir ponov. So then we're machzir ponov in a direction that's facing the Beis HaMikdash to bring oneself to the Iker kavara saleh, that you're in the mikdash. Right? That's a hechetimtza. That's a way of bringing oneself to the Iker kavanas halev that perhaps according to the Rambam is actually ma'akev in tefillah. Svi, I saw a hand up. Okay. All right.
Can Rebbe explain the difference in girsas for Rebbeinu Yonah and Rambam?
Rebbeinu Yonah clearly is saying that the girsa is Yechavin es libo, because he holds that you have to have kavanas halev for each one of the makomos. The Rambam wouldn't say that, because the Rambam would say you don't have to be mechavin es halev keneged Eretz Yisrael and keneged Yerushalayim. Lechavin es halev? Why lechavin es halev? Your lev is thinking Beis HaMikdash. So why does the Braisa say Yechavin es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael and keneged Yerushalayim? So he must have the girsa yachzer esponav, yachavin esponav. Because the Mishnah says he can say yachavin eslibo, but it means ponav. But it's easier to say that his girsa is like Tosfos, yachzer esponav. So yachzer esponav keneged Eretz Yisrael, keneged Yerushalayim, what's the purpose? Is there an inyan of hachzaras ponim? The goal of hachzaras ponim is to get you to think of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's a mechanism, it's a hechatimtza to get you to think of the Beis HaMikdash. The ikar kavona is a kavona that you're in the Beis HaMikdash, because for tefillah to be avoda, it has to be avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. You're supposed to be mechaven to the Beis HaMikdash when you die. The Emes says even Rabbeinu Yonah has to admit that tefillah is in the Beis HaMikdash, that all tefillah is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Even he admits. He just holds that the Brice is teaching me a different halacha. He's not denying what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says that's the ikar of what the Brice is saying also. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't deny this idea that tefillah has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. He just holds that the Brice is teaching me that there's another halacha, that for Kabbalah Satfilo, one should be Mechavin as Halev, connected each one of these Mekomos, connected Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash, etc., because then the Tfilah can be more Miskabel. It's an extra halacha. But he's not denying that Tfilah, Avoda of Tfilah, has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know then? There are many smuchin lekach. There's smuchin lekach to this Yesod. Let me just share with you two rayas that the tefillah has to be in the mikdash. Even when we're in chutzlar, it's all connected to the fact that the tefillah goes derech the mikdash, right? And we look at it as though we're davening in the Beis HaMikdash, even if physically, locationally, we're not actually in the Beis HaMikdash. Take, for example, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah talks about what kind of shofar are you allowed to use on Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, "Kol ha-shofars k'sherim chutz mishal parim b'nei shul kerim." The Tanakhama says that all shofars are kosher, except for a par. Par is a keren, it's called keren. All shofars are kosher, they're called shofar. Comes Rabbi Yossi, and he says, "No, kol ha-shofars nikru keren also." Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah, whether kol shofars are k'sherim, except for par, because it's called a keren, or no. Even shofar is kosher, because all shofars are called keren. There's no difference between para and any other animal. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara has a whole discussion here. According to Ula, the machlokas is actually a double machlokas. It's not just about whether the shofars are called keren or not called keren. It's a different machlokas. Gemara says, Ula Amar, Hainu Tamad Rabbanan Kidir Rav Chista, Da Amar Rav Chista, Mibnei Ma'en, Kohen Godol, Nichnas Bevigdei Zob, Lefnei Vavim, Lavod, Lefisha'en, Katega Nasa Sanin. We know this halacha. Rav Chista says, why does the Kohen Godol not enter Yom Kippur, Lefnei Vavim, with the Big Day Zob? Because En Katega Nasa Sanega. Zov is Mazkir, the Egel Azov. That's the Kategar, that's the prosecuting attorney against us. And the Kohen Gadol wants to be the defense attorney, the Sanegar. Sa'in Katega, Nasa Sanegar. He doesn't do the Avodah with gold. So that's the problem. The Rabbanan hold that you can't use a Parah. You can't use the shofar from a Parah because it's Mazkir, the Egel Azov. That's the reason. Not just Karen. Karen, it's not so clear what Karen is really a good reason. There's a whole back and forth in the Gemara. But comes Ula and says, no, I'll tell you the real reason. The real reason the Chachamim, the Tanakama hold that you can't use a shofar shel parah in Rosh Hashanah is because En Katega Nasa Senega, the parah is Mazkir, the Cheta Egel, so therefore we don't use a shofar shel parah in Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, but just one second, is it really true that En Katega Nasa Senega, that applies to the Avoda? The Kohen Gadol does do Avoda with the Big Dezav outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All the Avoda he does, he has to wear all of the begadim, and there is zav in the begadim. There's the tzitz, right? There is zav in the begadim. So how can he do the avoda outside? Don't shouldn't we say in katega nasa sanega? Says Zav the Gemara, no, mi befnim ko amrina. I'm talking about avoda in the kodesh hakodashim. Befnim, he goes in with the big day love, and bachutz he can go with the big day zav. That's no problem in katega nasa sanega. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. You're trying to explain the Tanakama shita that you're not allowed to use a shofar shofara But the shofar is me bachutz. It's not me bifnim. Shofar is not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's bachutz. If bachutz, there's no in kateganas sanegar. So, hadra kusha l'duchta. Why does the Tanakhama hold it? You can't use the shofar shofar. There's no in kateganas sanegar bachutz. So says the Gemara, no. Kevin lizikaron hu kibifnim dami. Since shofar is coming lizikaron, it's kibifnim dami. Now she says, "Kevin de lizikaron ka'asi kivigde kain gadol shelifnim dami." What does that mean? The shofar is coming lizikaron. Shofar is coming lizikaron. So the Ritva has an eye-opening comment over here in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi doesn't fill us in completely. The Ritva writes on page 1 in the packet. He says, "Hi shofar." Kevin de lizikaron asi ulahachnis tfiloson shel Yisrael lifnai v'lifnim kilifnim dam. What does the shofar do? The shofar is a vehicle to be machnis tfiloson shel Yisrael. Tfilos of Klal Yisrael should come lifnai v'lifnim. The shofar is that vehicle that helps the tfilos come lifnai v'lifnim. So the shofar is like lifnim. The tfilos have to come lifnai v'lifnim. So the shofar, that's the mechanism, that's the vehicle that brings the tfilos lifnai v'lifnim. That also is kibifnim, and that's why the rule of Ein Kateganas Sanegar applies to shofar. That's why it can't be shofar. Now, what's the Ritva talking about? The tefillos of Klal Yisrael have to come with Nai v'lifim. What do they have to come with Nai v'lifim for? We're davening them outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We're davening them in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't have to be Eretz Yisrael. They have to come with Nai v'lifim. What does that mean? The answer is yes. The tefillos have to be b'mikdash. They have to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's really the goal. That the tefillah, the ultimate avoda of the tefillah, is it should be in the mikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lefnai v'lefnim. The shofar is the vehicle that on Rosh Hashanah we use to bring the tefillos lefnai v'lefnim. Every other day of the year, not on Rosh Hashanah, we have more effort. We have to think of the Beis HaMikdash. We have to be mechav and alev. The lev brings the tefillos lefnai v'lefnim. And maybe if the Kavanas Halev is not so complete, maybe it'll be harder to bring the Tfilos Lifnai V'Lifnim. It's an avoda, right? It's hard work to bring the Tfilos Lifnai V'Lifnim. Rosh Hashanah is a time that we have an extra mechanism to help the Tfilos come Lifnai V'Lifnim. That's the shofar. And that's why the Tanakhama holds that we don't use a shofar shofar, because the rule of Ein Kateganas Sanegar will apply to the shofar. The shofar is not mi bachutz, the shofar is mi bifnim, because it's designed to bring the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael Lifnai V'Lifnim. We find a different marker for the same idea in shofar. Right? There's another marker in the Gemara to such an idea that shofar is a bechina of tefillah. It's not just lahachnes tefillos and shel Yisrael lefnai v'lifnim. It could be even more than that. The Gemara and Chavava Mebeis there in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara quotes a machlokas tanoim between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Machlokas tanoim. What's the form of the shofar Rosh Hashanah? What should be the form? What are the options? That either it's straight or it's bent, right? We seem to paskin that it should be bent, right? But that's in the Braisa. The Tana of the Mishnah says shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yoel Poshut. Sounds like it's supposed to be a straight shofar. That's not the way we paskin. But the Tana of the Braisa says that it's supposed to be kofel. So what's the machlokas? Straight, curved? Like what does it matter? If it produces a sound, it should be kosher. So there is a modna comment over here, right? The Gemara says that the Tana that holds that it's supposed to be kofuf, he says, Mar sover b'Rosh Hashanah kama d'kaya finish daite tfei mali. One day in Tanaim holds that on Rosh Hashanah, as bent as a person is, it's better. It's better to be bent on Rosh Hashanah. To be bent. And the other one holds, Mar Sava Kamba de Poshit in Ishdaitet Feimali. The other Tana holds that it's better for a person to be straight. A person has a straight das, that's better on Rosh Hashanah. One says better for a person to have a bent das, and the other one says better to have a straight das. What does that mean? So the shofar? The shofar is not me. The shofar is an object that I'm blowing. What does that have to do with me? Kamba de Poshit in Ishdaitet Feimali, Kamba de Kaif in Ishdaitet Feimali. So you could say that the Gemara is really talking about the gavra, talking about the person, but the shofar is what the person is blowing, which is the Baal Tokei is representing the tzibur, he's blowing the shofar. So whichever state of mind a person should be in, that's the form of the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. If a person's state of mind is supposed to be kayif, whatever that means, right? Hachna, if you will, right? Hachna, to be humble. So then he blows a shofar that's kafav. If it's better for him to be poshut, to be straight, so then you blow a shofar that's poshut. Is that really all that it is? And bechlal, what does it mean it's better to be poshut? Kama poshut in ishdai to teimam. So Rashi has a very beautiful idea. Rashi, he doesn't make reference to this, but the Gemara in Yevamos actually makes this point. Rashi says, no, kama de kaya finish daite means kama de kaya finish daite bit filoso. We're not talking about the das of the person. His das. What his das is on the day of Rosh Hashanah. No, we're talking about his form in tefillah. What's his das in tefillah? Kama de kaya finish bit filoso. Ponav kvushin la'aretz tvei odif mishim v'hayu einai v'libi sham. Right, which what Shlomo HaMelech says in Perek Tes, that's the next Perek, not Perekhes. But v'hayu einai v'libi sham, I'm sorry, not what Shlomo says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Shlomo HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'hayu einai v'libi sham, my eyes and my heart will be on the base of Mesh. I'll be there with the Mispalel. Kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have an eye, doesn't have eyes and heart. But Kaviyochol, I'll be looking, I'll be watching, I'll be thinking of the Mispalel. V'hayu einai v'libi sham. Sounds like Shom. He's not with me. He's down there, and I'm going to be there with him. Sounds like he's kayif. He's bent over in tefillah. He's bent over in tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to enter into the... He has to go down to the person to be with him. V'hayu einai v'libi sham. Kama de poshet in ishdaite? Tfei odif, what's that man de Omer saying? Bishom nisa levavenu akapayim el kel bashamayim. The posuk in Eicha. That Tana holds that tefillah is supposed to be nisa levavenu el kapayim el kel bashamayim. The lave is being lifted up by the hands el kel bashamayim. Poshet. Not bent over, poshet. The shaila, the machlokas and the gemara, where the kama, the kayaf in ishdaite tfei mali, or kama the poshet in ishdaite tfei mali, Rashi learns it's a shaila in what the form of a person should be in tefillah. Is a person supposed to daven bent up, or is a person supposed to daven with his hands outstretched toward Shamayim? Poshet or kafuf? It's not just a din in das, it's a din in how a person is supposed to daven. How a person is supposed to daven, what's his form of tefillah? The shofar is supposed to mimic the form of a person in tefillah. Now why is that? Why is that? Zok de Rav. Because the shofar is really a bechin of tefillah. Throughout the year, we daven with our words. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we daven with our mouths, but we also daven with shofar. The shofar is a tefillah shel bechi. It's the tefillah shel bechi that expresses the prayers of Bnei Yisrael that they can't really express with their lips. Right? It's a different, it's a deeper type of tefillah. That's the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. So it's not just that the shofar is machnes tfiloson shel Yisrael lifnai v'lifnim. The shofar itself is a bechina of tefillah. The shofar itself is a bechina of tefillah. It's a tefillah shel bechia. So if the shofar is a tefillah shel bechia, then it makes a lot of sense what the Gemara said before on Chavav Amud Aleph, that shofar is kibifnim dami. Kevin de lezikaru kibifnim dami. That's not just to be machnes the tefillah. It itself is coming for zikara. Tefillah is all about zikara. Right? We daven, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachreinu. Zachreinu, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to remember, he never forgot, but to give us a zikara on tov, lefanecha. Right? To remember us, meaning to give us the bracha that we want. So shofar is a zikara. Shofar itself is a zikara, because it itself is a tefillah. It's not just to be machnes tefillos and shal Yisrael. But Kevan de Lizikaran, who more than what the Ritva is saying, the shofar itself is a Zikaran, because the shofar is a Bechin of Tefillah, it's a form of Tefillah. It's a form of Tefillah, Tefillah Shalbechi. So that's why it's Kilifnim Dami. Why is it Kilifnim? Why is it Kilifnim? Just because it's coming to Zikaran, just because it's a Bechin of Tefillah, it has to be Lifnim? The answer is yes. According to the Rambam, it has to be Lifnim. It's beautiful. Right? Because Tefillah has to be in the Mikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It has to be in the Mikdash. To be in Avodah, it's got to be in the Mikdash. And not only is it in the Mikdash, it's even in this Gemara, it's Kilifnim, it's in the Kodesh HaKadosh. I mean, that's the Diyuk of our Braisa. not just the Mikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, if Tefillah is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then it makes a lot of sense that Shofar has to be there too. Shofar is a Bechina Tefillah. And even Rabbeinu Yonah would agree with this. This is a Gemara. Right? The Gemara is saying that the Shofar is Lizikaron. The Shofar has a din of En Katega Nasa Sanega. Rabbeinu Yonah agrees with that. It's not just the Rambam. En Katega Nasa Sanega applies to the Shofar. But it's not in the Beis HaMikdash Bechlal. The answer is no. It's Lizikaron Ka'asi, so Kilif Nimdami. It's not just in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the Kodesh HaKadosh Mamish. Because there's a Bechin of Tefillah there. You see, everyone holds that Tefillah is supposed to be in the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's supposed to be in the Mikdash. It has to be. Rabbeinu Yonah is just saying that the Kavanah of our Braisa is a different concept. That's Kavanah Salev. Kavanah Salev for the different Mekomos. Kavanah for Eretz Yisrael and for Yerushalayim and for the Mikdash. This is extra for the Kabbalah HaTefillah. But there's no question Tefillah is in the Mikdash. The Avoda of Tefillah is in the Mikdash. Not only that, you see from Rosh Hashanah that it's in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Mamish. And that's why the Din of En Katega Nasa Sanega will apply to it. The second raya to this yesod is the fact that we have duchening even in chutz la'aretz. We have nesias kapayim even in chutz la'aretz. Are you?
When we brought in the whole idea that shofar being bechina, that shofar is really bechinas tefillah, how is that explaining the first proof?
I'm just saying that the Ritva says Kevin Lizgar Ka'asi Kilefnim Dami is that it's not that the shofar is a tefillah, but it's to be machnis tefillah for Yisrael. The second Gemara goes even further than that it could be the shofar itself is a bechina tefillah. It's like a new understanding of kevin blizikaron hu kibifnim dam. But it's the same idea that the tefillah of Klal Yisrael is definitely lifnai v'lifnim. The question is the shofar itself a bechina of tefillah or not? But it comes to the same point that the shofar is kibifnim dami, either because it's the mechanism that brings the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or it itself is a tefillah. So of course it's like you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when you're blowing shofar. Where does the Rambam put the halachas of Nesias Kapayim? So if you look at the Frankel Rambam, so he says Hilchas Tefillah Unesias Kapayim. But if you have an old Rambam, you might not be able to find the halachas of Nesias Kapayim. Because it doesn't exist in the Rambam. The Rambam has Hilchas Tefillah. He doesn't even say it's Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. Hilchas Tefillah. But in there, at the end of Hilchas Tefillah, you have Halachas of Nesias Kapayim. Rambam Mamish put Nesias Kapayim in Hilchas Tefillah. So the Frankel Rambam was good to you. You know, he calls it Hilchas Tefillah and Nesias Kapayim, so you can find it much more easily. But what does that show you? Nesias Kapayim, it's clear that it's a part of Tefillah. Some of the Rambam says Nesias Kapayim is a part of Tefillah. Duchening is a part of Tefillah. The Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Ketzari Nesias Kapayim Begvulin, Pe'esh Yagia Shliach Tziba La'avoda, K'shiyom Ritzei, Kol HaKonim Omdim Beis HaKnesses, Nekorim Min Komon, Va'olka Va'olim Leduchen, Omdim Sham Pneim La'heichal. We know the story. Now he describes Nesias Kapayim. When the Shliach Tziba gets up to Ritzei, he gets up to Avoda, so then the Kohanim go up, they say Modim, Machzor Pneim, etc., etc. The Rambam goes into all the details. What is this? Why is Nesias Kapayim connected to Tefillah? What's the connection to Tefillah? It's Duchening, a Birchas Kohanim. We want the Birchas Kohanim. It's only in Tefillah. What does that do with Tefillah? And what does that have to do with Birchas Ritzei? You want us to have Nesias Kapayim, so have Nesias Kapayim. Finish the Shmona Esrei, then you'll call the Kohanim to go up and do a Nesias Kapayim. What, Birchas Kohanim is only connected to Tefillah? I've been in a few Sephardi Chasanas recently. And then they say at the end of the Chuppah, all Kohanim comes to give a Birkat Kohanim, right? And you know, everyone is sort of wondering, should I go? Should I not go to this, that, whatever? And people are saying, you're a Kohen, come on.
Did you ready to go?
I did go together with Sam at the last Chasana. Right? It's a special, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? It's not something we do every day. It's a minhag Sfarad. Okay, we can talk about what the reasons for that are.
Maybe hands were uncovered.
We'll talk later. Talk later. Anyway. So, it's not connected to Tefillah. So, what's the Rambam putting it in Tefillah? And what does that have to do with Ritzei? So, the truth is, it's not always connected to Tefillah. You see, from the Minhag Sfarad, it's not connected to Tefillah. But apparently, the fact that we're Nosei Kapayim Begvulin, there is some reference to tefillah. It's some kind of connection to tefillah. What is that? See, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Tes Vav, it gives you a hint to why that's true. The Rambam says there are six things that are monea nesias kapayim, but you don't duchen. The coin is one of these six qualities, then you can't duchen. He starts by talking about mumim. He has certain mumim in his hands, in his feet, we're afraid people are going to look at him. They're not going to concentrate on the bracha. So then the coin doesn't duchen. What's the second quality that if he has this quality, then he can't duchen? Avera. If he has an avera, what's an avera? Avera kate, that says the Rambam Aleph HaGimel. Coin shargas hanefesh. Chalil, if a coin kills someone, so even if he's asked for tshuva, he's not nosias kapov. Big discussion when that's true. Right? If he kills in self-defense, is that true or not? Okay. Says the Rambam, coin sha'ovar avodas kochavim, bein ba'ones bein b'shkoga, av b'sha'as tshuva, ein nosias kapov la'olam. Coin who serves avodah zara doesn't duchen either. Coin who serves avodah zara doesn't duchen. Why not? Shenemar achlo yalu kohane abamas. The kohane abamas, the kohanim, the priests of the avodah zara, of the bama, they were not able to be ola. They couldn't do the avodah. Couldn't do the avodah. So what? Okay, a kohen who served avodah zara can't do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach. Okay. But what does that have to do with Birkas Kohanim? Says the Rambam, Ubrocha ka'avodahi. Ubrocha ka'avodahi. Brocha b'chas kohanim is like avodah. Shenemer l'shorso u'levarech b'shmo. L'shorso u'levarech b'shmo. The kohen is mishores and he's mevarech b'shmo. The kohen does two things. He does avodah and he does bracha. Bracha is compared to avodah. It's compared to sherus in the Beis HaMikdash. So a kohen who serves avodah zarah is posel for avodah. He's posel for nesias kapayim too. You see, the Rambam assumes that Nesias Kapayim is like an avoda. It's not just Stava Birchas Kohanim. It's like an avoda too. It's like an avoda. It's like an avoda. It's compared to avoda. So it has a din of avoda. So Kohen who's possible for avoda is possible for Nesias Kapayim as well. And maybe that's why we duchen in tefillah. Because tefillah is like an avoda. Ivdu b'tarasu, ivdu b'meknosho. Tefillah is like an avoda. Not just the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah also holds that tefillah is like an avoda. It's just, he has a more limited or different understanding of our brisa. The Kabbalah Salev and our brisa is different. That's for Kabbalah said tefillah. But he also admits that tefillah is like avoda. Everyone admits to that. Tefillah is like avoda. In this sense, Nesias Kapayim is during, Nesias Kapayim Begvulin is only during tefillah. Nesias Kapayim Begvulin is only during tefillah. Because it's avoda, and that's bedafka why we do it in Ritzei. The Hashiv es avoda lidvir beisecha. The Shliach Tzibah talks about the avoda, and then they go up to duchen because it's connected to the avoda. The Siyas Kapayim is like avoda, so it's mamish connected to avoda. So that's why we wait for Ritzei in order to duchen, in order to do the Siyas Kapayim. So this is so that tefillah is avoda. This everyone agrees to. The question is, what's pshat in our brisa? Is the Braisa talking about being Mechavin as Halev, connected each one of the Mekomos, connected Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, etc., to have Kabbalah Satfila, that the Kabbalah Satfila should, that we should invoke the Milas of all these Mekomos, and as a result, the Tfila is more Meskabel? Well, no, really, the idea is the person has to be Mechavin as Libo, connected HaMikdash, connected the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. Mach Zirponov, you look in different places, that's just a mechanism to get a person to be Mechavin as Halev in the right direction. But that's not the Ikar. The Ikar is the Kavanah Slave. That's Ma'akev. The Kavanah Slave, connected the Mikdash, connected the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's Ma'akev. But Ma'ach Zirponov is only the mechanism to get one to think, believe of the Beis HaMikdash. That's not Ma'akev. That's not Ma'akev according to the Rambam. Okay. One final point. From the Gemara, it's clear that L'chatchila, depending on where a person is standing, so he should face Eretz Yisrael, he should face Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash when he's davening. So that's why when a committee is building a shul, right, when a group of Yidden are building a shul, so how do they build a shul, in which direction, so that the Aron Kodesh should face Eretz Yisrael, not face east. If you build a shul east of Eretz Yisrael, the Aram will face west.
They're talking about that they were in Barov.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying the principle is to face Eretz Yisrael. Right, to face Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you'll face south or you'll face north, depending on where you are. Depending on where you are. If you're in Egypt, I don't know exactly where you are, right? Figure it out. Yeah. So we want to build a shul in the direction that the Aron is facing Eretz Yisrael, facing Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if you can't do that? There's a major shaila in Poskim. What do we do if you can't face Eretz Yisrael? The logistics of the building. It's not gonna be good if you face it that direction. Then it's just not gonna be set up properly, whatever the case might be. So the Bir Alocha is a suffix. How to put the Aron. What are the two possibilities? Let's say you have to face the Aron south. Now, let's say the way the building is, you have to face it south. Right? Or let's say you have to face it north, like in Zeisman. Right? In Zeisman. Well, let's say you have to face it west. West is like the worst. Lamport. Right? It's opposite Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the way that's how they made an auditorium. What can I do? It's the way it is. They probably made it not thinking necessarily that they would daven there. Okay. But let's say north, like in Zeisman. So which way are you supposed to face? You're supposed to face the Aron Kodesh, you're supposed to face north, you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to face east. Well, where are you supposed to face? Where are you supposed to face? So the Bir Alocha is a suffix. He says, doesn't know what to do. The Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah earlier, the Bir Alocha is a suffix in Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Hei. That's where the Bir Alocha is a suffix. Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Hei. In Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. Hilchas Binyan Beis HaKnesses. Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Hei. In Dir Maschu Shehu. The Mishnah Berurah earlier in Simen Tzadi Dalit paskins one way. It's like a mud nazach. He has a suffix in the Bir Alocha later, but earlier in the Chas Tefila, he paskins like the Magen Avram. In Simen Tzadi Dalid, in Mishnah Berurah Sukkotan Tes, he says, "Im iev shelo lekva b'mizrach yekva b'dara." V'akoponim lo lemarav. He says, "Don't do it to the west. That's like your back is to Eretz Yisrael. That's the worst." Okay, but what can I tell you? Yeah, maybe don't do it, but you know, it's complicated. Okay, yeah. The Bir Alocha is a suffix, which way to be koveya the Hechel, which way to be koveya the Aron, right? That's the suffix in Bir Alocha. Which way to be koveya? No, which way to daven? It says which way to daven. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tzadi Dalit says that that even if the koveya in a different ruach, you gotta face Eretz Yisrael anyway. You gotta face the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham Shita. He passes like the Magen Avraham. Onu Shemachzirin, right? Tzivkot and Gimel in the Magen Avraham is on the Ramah and Simin Tzadi Dalet Tzivbeis. Onu Shemachzirin Ponenu Lamizrach Neshan Yoshim B'Marava Shel Eretz Yisrael. We're west of Eretz Yisrael, so we face east. Says the Magen Avraham, "Lachen Kovan Hechol." We put the Hechol, put the Aron by Mizrach. But he adds, "Afilu Kavu Hechol B'Tzarache Yisparlo La Mizrach." Knesses Hagdola B'Shem Rash Hakon. Interesting. Even if they put the Hechol, they put the Aron in a different ruach. They put the Aron in the north, like in Zeisman. You should face east. Still face east. You should face Eretz Yisrael anyway. That's the Magen Avraham. So, Taka, there are some that are medayik like that. Some, when we daven in Zeisman, we daven Shemona Esrei in Zeisman. Some face to the east. So, Beshechter, I think, feels like it's not due east. I think it's actually a little.
Yeah,
like
96
north.
Degrees, so Shechter.
Yeah, Shechter doesn't actually face the side. I mean, when they used to daven in Zeisman, when I was the main base medrash, so, you know, Mincha time, you'd see, like, every permutation there. You'd have, like, Yes, within that 45 degrees, you had everyone. There was no one who was facing, south. I think that was pretty clear. No one was facing south. But the Magen Avraham says that you should face east anyway. You should face Eretz Yisrael anyway. The Netziv has a famous tshuva. Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshev Dova, where he says that you should face the Aron anyway. Face the Aron anyway. Because that's what people are used to. It looks funny. It looks funny. You never thought that such an argument would make it to Chuvas. It looks funny, so therefore we do it. Yeah, because people are gonna feel strange. Like, they're not facing the Aron, so if they don't face the Aron here, watch out, face the Aron in a different shul. Like, it looks funny to people, so we're afraid that it's going to lead to a toast. Lead to a toast. They all quote this a Tosefta. The Tosefta Megillah seems to say that you face the Hecha, you face the Aron. The Tosefta Megillah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudalid, says that the Zakenim would sit up by the Mizrach Vant. You think the Mizrach Vant is like a 21st century? This is a Tosefta, right? Keitzar Yizakenim Yoshim Pneim Klapi Echad. They have to face the people. If you sit in the Mizrach Vant, you have to face the people. That's how the Rav faces. It's a Dinim Tosefta. You know? Sheminichem Esateva Pneim Klapi Ha'om V'Achareim Klapi Kodesh. Chazan HaKnesses Ponav Klapi Kodesh V'chol Ha'om Pneim Klapi Kodesh. Kol Ha'om Pneim Klapi Kodesh Shenemar V'tikor Lo Edel Pesach Oel Moed. The Pnei Ha'om a Klapi Kodesh. Klapi Kodesh. So Zokta Netziv, it's a Tosefta. What do you want from me? Of course you have to face the Aron. Doesn't matter how you cover the, which direction you cover the Aron. The Tosefta says you have to face the Aron. What's the idea? He says, because that's the direction that we normally face. So you always have to face the way, because if not, it's going to look strange for the people. He says, in Bechlal, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? The Gemara, the Braisa that we quoted today on the Flam, it starts by saying, a Summa, or someone who can't be Mechavin the Ruchos appropriately, is Mechavin is Libo. Have in your leg, Kedeged Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. So that's enough. So it doesn't matter which direction you're facing. So face the Aram. You don't really have to face east. If it's going to look strange, but the evidence you can still be Yotze, even if you face the wrong direction. As long as you're Mechavin Belibo to the right thing, you're Mechavin Belibo to the Beis HaMikdash, that's good enough, he says. So for these two reasons, he says, it's going to be difficult for the people, too complicated, they're going to get all confused, they'll make up toes somewhere else. He says, so don't face a different direction, face the Aron Kodesh. And Bechlal, even with the evidence, you can be Yotze if you face the Aron Kodesh. L'chatchila, maybe you should be Koveh in a different, you should be Koveh to the Mizrach. Right? But if it's already hukfa badaram, if it's hukfa batzafan to another way, he says you should face the Aron. The Magen Avraham apparently disagrees. What's he gonna do with the Tosefta? Magen Avraham would say the Tosefta is giving you the picture of a shul, the ideal picture of a shul. The ideal picture of a shul is that the tzibur is facing the hechel. Right? The tzibur faces the Aron. But if the Aron is in the wrong direction, you can't face the Aron. So don't bring me a raya from the Tosefta Bechlal. The Tosefta might not be a raya. Sounds like a beautiful raya. Pnei ha'om klape ha'hechol. That's the ideal. But if you don't put the Aron in the proper direction, so you have to face the proper... The Braisa told you what direction you have to face. You face Eretz Yisrael. You face Yerushalayim, the Mikdash. That can't change. That's got to be the same. So there's no raya from the Tosefta either way. These are the different minhagim. So some are machmer for the Magen Avraham. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah Paschas like the Magen Avraham. That you really should face the east. I think the minig is to face the Aron. Minig is to face the Aron. It's just too complicated. It's going to look funny, right? It's going to look funny if half the people are facing one way and then the other facing the other way. It's like, it looks like agudas, agudas. Looks like, there are different kitos over here. It's a different religion. You know, there are different people doing different things. It's better for everyone to face the same direction. I think the minig is to face the Aron. You know, if you're in a yeshiva and everyone knows what they're doing. Everyone knows what the Psak Halacha is. So if everyone is facing east, despite the fact that the Aron is in a different direction, okay, maybe that's something different. But, you know, if you're in a place where people are going to face different directions, it's going to be confusing to people. I think it makes a lot of sense just to face the Aron, even if the Aron is not in the proper direction. Yes?
What if you have already been knowing one way? Meaning, like, say, Kinetiv, I always face a little bit to the left, because Kodesh Kedushin was more to the left, and the Aron was, or... And Gluck, I always face a little bit slant to the left, like Rav Schechter does, because that's what I did in the Tiv. So
okay.
Like,
you're the follower of Schechter. Rav Schechter is the posik in the yeshiva. Or if you watch, you could have it in Gluck, and then you won't have any problems. They said one of the things that they were thinking of when they built Gluck, there were so many people who were so excited. Finally, the Aron is going to face the right direction. You have no idea. This was such a discussion in the yeshiva. Now it's much less of a discussion because most of the minyan take place in Gluck. The high school still davens in Zeisman.
Even
if Schechter
still faces a little bit to the left of the Aron, like turn a little bit.
Well, because he holds of that direction. Yeah, but no one thinks anything of it. You know, though it's interesting because the Chazal say that if you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you should be Madrin, right? Face the direction of the menorah. You know, Harotza Lahashir Yatspin. You face the direction of the Shulchan, face north. So I don't know, it looks like Rabbi Schechter is facing north. That's what people will think. And no, he has the Chacham already. So he can face that. No, he's not facing north for that reason. He's facing Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he's trying to do. I don't know. Those are nuances. You know, you're facing the basic direction. I don't think most people in the yeshiva know Rabbi Schechter is facing a little bit differently. Right? They think since his seat is on the side of the Aron, he's facing the Aron. So he sort of is Yotze Boshit is with them. Okay.